We'll have some fog this morning, then clearing skies, a high of 40 today. Tonight could bring some snow, sleet, and freezing rain, particularly north of I-80, and most likely in the very early hours of tomorrow morning. Then we'll have a chance of rain through the noon hour tomorrow, again a high near 40. Tomorrow night, the low drops to 10. So Thursday morning, we can expect some wind chills at or below zero. Thursday's high will only be around 20. Snow is expected Friday and Saturday, as it looks right now. Tonight marks the last time the leading Democratic presidential contenders will face a national audience on the debate stage before primary voting begins. The primetime face-off in Des Moines comes just 20 days before Iowa's caucuses, and as polls suggest, the nomination is still up for grabs. The debate will be on CNN and DesMoinesRegister.com. President Trump will be holding a rally in Iowa just days before the caucuses. Trump's re-election campaign says the event will be in Des Moines on January 30th. Illinois' Agriculture Secretary resigned over the weekend. The resignation is part of the fallout from the recent discovery of a 2012 email obtained by WBEZ Radio in Chicago that refers to an unspecified rape in Champaign. Tony Arnold reports.
The email was written by lobbyist Michael McLean to two aides of then-Governor Pat Quinn. McLean asked them for leniency for a state worker facing discipline because the worker kept his mouth shut about the rape in Champaign. McLean won't comment on the email, and it's still unclear what he's referring to. Pritzker's agriculture director, John Sullivan, says in a statement that the email was forwarded to his personal account in 2012, but that he didn't read the full email because he was undergoing cancer treatment. Sullivan says it was an unintentional oversight, and he takes responsibility for not reporting it. I'm Tony Arnold.
The city of Rock Island is in good shape financially, but must continue to look for new revenue and control spending. That was the message from Mayor Mike Toms during his annual State of the City address to a joint meeting of the Rotary and Kiwanis clubs yesterday. He says new businesses and those already in Rock Island invested more than $30 million in new and expanded facilities last year, adding hundreds of jobs, but the city still has not found a retail business to take over Watchtower Plaza, so he's seeking suggestions.
If it's not retail, if it's something else that draws traffic, that draws then retail and development and the rest of parts of corridor of 11th Street, who knows what it could be? We've all thrown out a few ideas here and there, but what is the Quad Cities missing that Rock Island could have the one of that would be great there?
One of his major projects coming up is the census, making sure everyone in Rock Island is counted. Moline is going to court, hoping to force the owner of some downtown property to pay up. The city filed a lawsuit yesterday against the owner of River Station, the Kaizen Company of America, claiming it owns back rent plus fees and interest. Tenants at River Station, 1601 River Drive, now include Bass Street Chop House and the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce. Mayor Stephanie Acri says Kaizen owes the city $1.5 million.
We're not doing anything that would compel them to buy the land, and we're not trying to evict them from the land. We're just trying to get them up to date on their past due.
So far, attempts to reach Kaizen for comment have not been successful. Acri says the city filed notice of default on the property last fall, but that did not result in additional payments from the company. Moline's agreement with Kaizen dates back to 2003. The suit says the company was regularly late in paying rent, depriving the city of money it could use to encourage further downtown development. Well, in sports, Joe Burrow threw for 463 yards and 5 touchdowns as LSU beat Clemson 42-25 to win the college football championship. The Bulls lost to Boston 113-101. Iowa's at Northwestern tonight, and the Blackhawks are at Ottawa.